The story of the baobab and the hyena. Long, long ago, the creator decided to make trees. He made all the trees, the marula, the camel thorn, all the trees that we know today. He also made the baobab tree. This tree was a very, very big tree. It started growing and growing and growing, and it was very arrogant about itself. It told everyone that wanted to listen that I'm the biggest tree. I'm going to grow so big that I will be the only tree on this world. The animals liked it a lot. They stood in its shade. They ate its nice fruit. They ate its leaves. The birds made nests in its trees and in its branches. And it was a very, very big tree, but it kept on growing and growing. So the creator warned it and said, "You must stop growing, baobab. You cannot do this. All the other trees will die and you will be the only tree left on earth." The baobab said, "I will do it. I am the biggest. I am the greatest. I will cover the whole earth." So the creator became angry. And one night, while everyone was asleep, the baobab was made a small tree again. But it did the same. It started growing again, becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, being very arrogant about itself. So one night, again, the creator made it a little tree and told hyena to go and dig it up and throw it away. Hyena went there, dug it up, put it in his mouth, but he didn't know where to throw it away. Where was the end of the world? Where could he throw it away? So he came across a hole dug by an anteater to get some termites. He looked at the hole and he decided it's too small, but he'll make a plan. He took the tree, put it upside down, and covered it up, and walked away. The baobab tree was very, 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 very sad. But it decided to grow again, upside down, but it will grow. And one day, while the creator was looking over the horizon with all the trees being more or less the same, he saw this big tree coming out again. He went to it and saw that it was the baobab that grew upside down. He told it that it can keep on growing like this, but only to a certain extent, not to be to cover the whole world, only to be the biggest tree. And so today, when we look over the horizon, we can see the baobab tree still as the biggest tree on the horizon, with nice fruit and leaves and shade for the animals.